Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about the week's news. Roy, a columnist in the Los Angeles Times this week, suggested something fairly radical, that we shouldn't just ask the candidates their positions on the issues. We should examine them to see if they are what?
Examine the candidates?
Yes.
To see if they are fit.
And, no.
No?
Well, not physically, anyway.
Oh, examine their mental health.
Yes. Basically, he wants to know if they're crazy.
Ah.
Or, to use a slightly less pejorative term, if they have healthy brains.
Ah.
Dr. Daniel Amen, a neuropsychiatrist, points out that between Ronald Reagan's early stages of Alzheimer's, Bill Clinton's zipper problem, and George W. Bush's various and colorful quirks, we've arguably already had three recent presidents with brain problems.
Wow.
So maybe we can nip this trend in the bud now. He then considers the current crop, John McCain's problem with anger, Hillary Clinton's seeming inability to appear authentic, Rudy Giuliani's habit of biting the heads off live bats. And then he kind of sighs and says, never mind.
Haven't we all been doing that on this show? We do that every week.
Well, he actually believes that, a lot of personality quirks can be attributed to your brain. So, for example, Clinton's problems with women and his inability to, shall we say, keep his hands to himself. That's his brain.
His
overactive lobes or glands.
Where his brain is.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I don't think it's his brain.
No. Kiri, more bad news for today's college students. Researchers in Japan pitting a bunch of their youngest, best, and brightest against some opponents in a computer game, and the students were soundly beaten. By whom?
It was a bunch of chimps, I think.
It was, in fact, a bunch of chimpanzees. Ooh. Researchers designed this computer game to test the speed of cognition. Basically, they flashed some squares with numbers on them, 1 through 9 on the screen. Then they turn off the numbers, and they ask the gamers to then press the squares in the right order. The 5-year-old chimps could do this just as accurately and much faster than the college students. The students were hurt. But then they came back with, but you chimps don't know how to one-toke a beer bong, do you?
Yeah. Huh? Exactly.
The chimps sighed, shook their heads, went back to typing up term papers that they then sold to the students on the internet.